After reading the scriptures, I just finished reading my Bible study for today, and it was the last chapters, the Mark 15 and 16, they're part of the book I read today. And so when I read Isaiah, I think it was 53 that we read. Yes, you said Isaiah, sorry, 53. And then the Psalm 111 and Psalm 107 and Matthew 11. So what I got from the opening was that when Jesus came to the world to become man like us, and then going through so much pain, persecution, suffering, so much, like I can't even fathom. I tried like thinking about if I was the one in Jesus' shoes, like going through the humiliation, going through the lies, like knowing that these people are lying against you, but you cannot say anything because you are looking at the bigger picture. Like you have a reason why you're doing this thing, just enduring everything I'm trying to like form my words in mind, like everything that Jesus went through, every the beating with the whip that had lead and broken bottles and all those things, the piercing of his side, how everything that Jesus went through and allowed was for a reason, like it was like a gift, the gift of forgiveness of our sins, the gift of healing. Like he went through so much pain to reconcile us back to the Father. And that is why we can boldly believe that if as human, as man, because he didn't have his divinity on, he went through such pain just to be able to like reconcile us back to the Father, just to be able to like give us healing, give us authority, give us these things, like to bring us back with the Father. There is nothing that we can ask of him. There's nothing that is bothering us that we are going through that we can't put in his hands, because he has shown us that he is there for us, and he really loves us deeper than we can ever imagine. And he has given his life for us. That like that is like the height. He gave his life for us and went through such horrific events just for us. So what just really stood out for me was that if God can do all this thing, can go through all that pain, even before the beating and everything, the way they treated him, the way the people treated him, the way they didn't believe him, if we could go through all that just for my sake, I should not be afraid to cast my cares upon him. I should not be afraid to trust God that he will truly care for my issues, my needs, that he's intentional about me. Like I feel like that's all experience. That is all experience, both on the cross and as Son of Man, is more than enough proof that he's more than capable to bear my burden and to bring me to a place of like peace and solution. Yeah, so that's what I got. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's from Sheila. Sheila, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
So I only have a few things to say.
It's okay.
So when I read, after I finished reading, I was only able to read Isaiah 53. And the scripture that came to mind for me was Galatians 3, verse 13. And Galatians 3:13 in the NLT states that, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced the law. And so I understand that because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, we have been like redeemed from any curse. And to me, that takes away my anxiety, that takes away my worries. And, you know, scripture also reminds us that, you know, daily we shouldn't throw away our confidence. So learning this, and I read the word and I know the word, but when, you know, when you're faced with a lot of issues that causes you to be anxious, I can stand on this word and not throw away my confidence. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sheila. Solomon, are you there? I don't know if it's there.
I didn't know my mic was muted. Sorry. Oh God, Sheila, that was profound. I was saying it. I was just talking to myself. Oh God, I didn't know it was muted. Okay, you can go on.
Oh me? Okay. I mean, it's Isaiah 53. The scripture I've read a couple of times. We've even, I think that was 2 years ago. We've touched on it as well before. And one profound thing is, or that gets to each time you read it, is the first few words or the first few verses where it says he was, let me open it. From the verse 3, says he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So when you really study this, you see that, just like Tony said, all the things that he went through, acquainted with grief, man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. That is, grief and sorrow was something that he was very familiar with. And I always, whenever I talk about this, I always say that for Jesus, it was even harder. Some people might think that because Jesus was God incarnate, it might have been easier for him, but it was way, way, way harder. In the sense that, first of all, he knew where he came from, and to humble himself, to come or to lower himself, to first of all take the form of man and then submit himself to the laws, you know, of this world that he created, and just submit himself even as a born servant to suffer and then to die. He knew all of this, you know, and he went through it. And even when he was going through it, you know, now we can, have fellowship. You can, if somebody is going through something, you can call your brethren and or call somebody and say, this is what I'm going through. You know, let's pray together. Let's for him, if you think about it, he was the only, I would say he was the only one of his kind. So no one even understood, would have understood what he was going through. So because of the burden he carried, the burden of the whole world, is no man is able to carry such burden. From the beginning of the world to the end of the world, he carried the burdens of every single person. So there was nobody to even share, even his disciples. They at that point, they had not come, they had not matured to even understand what he was carrying or even the things he was saying. So he couldn't even share, didn't have anybody to share, you know, his burdens. Only the Father in secret. So the fact that also he had the power to do, to end it at any point in time or to do what he wanted to do. But as scripture said, he humbled himself. He put away his divinity for some time to go through it. And this led me to, and all of this is because it was written, that is what was written of him. And it led me to some scriptures, which I might not read everything, but first one, Isaiah 49 and Psalm 22. But I'll just read Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49 verse, let me see, let me read from verse 7. It says, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him, that is written in capital letters, so you know this was, it was talking about Christ, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant, servant is in capital letter here, so it's talking about Christ, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes shall worship because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Talking to Christ, capital letter, he has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. This is for the Father talking to the Son. I've heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritage. So when I read this, that line where it says, I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth. So Christ was given as a covenant to the nations in order through him, that is how the earth would be restored, which, you know, we see today. And if you also read Psalms 22, it's a psalm of David, but it's also a prophetic psalm of maybe the words of Christ. Time will not permit me to read everything, but you just see the words here. You see that these were the words of Christ, but prophetically spoken by David. You know, this is where he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? I'm sure this was when he was going through his suffering. Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, and I'm not silent, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted you and they trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a mere reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. Again, me here is in capital letters, so you know it's Christ. They shoot out the lips, they shake their head, saying, he trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him. Let him, that is the Lord, deliver him, Christ, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth. from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. So you just see, these are words that, these were probably his prayers in those moments of suffering. And I'll tie it to what, you know, Tony said, just a roundup. Because he has gone through this, you know, Hebrews 4:15 tells us that, you know, we have a high priest who sympathizes, you know, with our weaknesses, because he himself has gone through everything that any human being, any form of suffering that or temptation that any human being will go through. He has gone through all of it with, and he went through all of it without sinning. So that's where he now says, so let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in times of need. So because he has gone through it, he is able to also help us who have gone through it, or who are going through it, or who might go through certain things. So like Solomon said, casting our cares and burdens upon him, because he cares for us. So that's my own contribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's profound. Actually, the scriptures, every of those scriptures, every scriptures you're bringing in are actually still part of it. There are so much of it. So it's just something for every one of us and some of our brothers out there, because I know what it is that is going on right now. There's so much worry, so much fear, but we thank God for having a high priest that shares our infirmity, that understood what we've gone through. He went through us, if I'm to say, he went through us. Like Leonard said, during when he was here, he's the only one that understood what he was going through. And the apostles, the disciples then couldn't really help. If you notice when he was saying, can't you watch with me? In fact, they slept off already. His burden was more, he knows, he was the only one that actually understood the weight of what he was carrying. And even to help, I believe he just has to draw strength from heaven. And that's what he's trying to also tell us, that since he's now finished here and he's gone to sit at the right hand of the Father, still being our mediator and our high priest, making intercession for us continually, he understood whatever it is anybody is going through. He understood. And what happened to him, he understood, will still happen to some of us. That's why he keeps saying, look up to me. Just forget about every other thing. Just focus on me. That's the word the Spirit used for me. Say, focus on me. I realized that because of responsibilities, of course, there are some things you need to do. And it seems you need to meet some people's responsibility because they are your responsibility. And you realize you're just handicapped about the situation. Now, your skills is not actually helping out right now. People you know actually have their own problems, especially at that particular time. It do happen sometimes. That the people you are expecting to understand or to be helpful at that moment, they also are having their own challenges. The same time you're having yours. In fact, when you even hear some of their own, you will sigh and like, you know, you will be willing to see if you could even help them out. You know, I've had those situations many times. One of those situations was when I was trying to, I was preparing for my wedding. I won't call that preparation for my wedding. It was actually the 3 days to the wedding. Let me just summarize it that way. From a week two to 3 days two, it was something else. Lo and behold, I knew lecturers, I knew some doctors, people that are some entrepreneurs that are actually employers of people, those times. And I told them about my wedding is coming up. And they promised, a lot of them promised this, they promised that, you know, that's, I can never forget that situation. And lo and behold, 2 days to 3 days to go, nothing. 2 days to go, nothing. A day, I mean, coming from these quarters. So that day, that very day, I couldn't go to, because I traveled down to my my mother-in-law, father-in-law's place. I traveled to my wife's place, and because that's where the wedding was supposed to hold. So from Lagos to that place, I have to transport every other person coming from Lagos to that place. Now, instead of them being of assistance to me, I was now the one carrying the burden of people that I want to attend, you know, what the clothes they want to wear and stuff. And the load was heavy. So I sat on the park that day, and what my account was saying was not really too good. And the worry keep from morning, the worry was building up, building up. It now got to a time in the day, and I realized, and I have Muslim friends that could do, in the flick of a finger, they could do what I want them to do. They have the resources. But I said, no, God forbid, I won't do that. I say, in fact, worst case, let this thing not work. Let it, maybe we'll postpone it or something, you know? So I say, Lord, I commit this thing to your hand, because as I am right now, my brain, I've exhausted, and I don't want to be calling people that I promised. It's not for me to be calling them that this is what you said. It's not for me to be calling them as if I'm desperate. So I didn't do that. So I just have to like turn to the Lord, and I'm like, if you want this to happen, you showed me this thing. It's not that I wanted this thing to happen like this, but let your will be done, Sha. I don't have any power to do anything. So they were now calling me from the house. Whatever, what happened? Just come to the house. Let's see what we can do. Just come. I said, I'm coming. Lo and behold, I stood up from that park, and I was going home, going to the house. And some strange things happened. Some strange things. Once I committed it to the Lord, as in with wholeheartedly, I've signed that anything that happened, I'll take it. I just hope they understand. So I moved, stood up, and I started going. You know, that's when things started happening. A lot started coming from places I don't understand. People I didn't even expect. I didn't even ask. You know, stuff just keep happening. And to cut the story short, beyond what anyone was expecting, that was what happened. It couldn't have been me. Neither the people that I trusted could do this. In fact, they failed woefully. I mean, people that had resources, they failed woefully. Like, and I looked up, I said, yeah, it's not like God. You understand? It was that bad. When I say 11-hour thing, it's my worries couldn't solve any problem until I let it go. Like, okay, just handle it. If you don't handle it, then let it be. And that was where it came in and took over the whole thing. Everybody was surprised. Some people were thinking maybe I had resources talked up somewhere so much. They didn't understand how that miracle happened. That was just one of the spectacular. There are so many others that happened that I can't even mention. So that word, look unto me. Look unto me. Cast your burden, your cares upon me. It made sense to me. You know, where a lot of people, like I said again, I'll still mention, a lot of people are looking up to me to do something. And they don't know that me, I don't have anybody I'm looking up to help. So God has been that one that has taught me. My cracking of my brain, trying to rack my brain, you know, sometimes I realize the making of calls doesn't help to a point. It doesn't help. You know, the last one that happened was before the election, for those of us in Nigeria, before the election, people were now doing this panic buying, you know, because we don't know what the outcome can be like. You have to stock up food, we don't know, and stuff. Everybody was running helter skelter, and I was like, how do I stock up when you don't even have, there was cashless issue, so there was a lot of issues. So, God is good, glory be to God. And I was just, my faith keep building up. I was like, what do I have? The resources we have will not be enough to go that far. And what I had as cash was also not that much for what I wanted to get. My budget was big. And I was like, my wife was like, what's going on? I said, we'll be fine. That I will go out. That's what I use. I will go and get some things. And I would have to go and get some things. I was just saying it. I'll go and get. So I went outside and sat down. I was like, what can this thing get? What can this thing get? I said, Lord, well, it's up to you. Whatever it is, I know you've done it before. You can still do it again. And to look at the long story short again, somebody like 2 years ago, I've not known that there's a project that I want to do. In fact, the thing is on my neck and blah, blah, blah. Can you? I said, yeah, I can do that. And we keep talking. I didn't finish. He now like insisted that, okay, I should forward him the cost of that stuff, estimate cost, just rough cost. And after that, well, I just did. And boom, he sent some crazy amount of money for that project. I mean, crazy amount of money for the project. I was like, what is going on here? You know? So when I went back upstairs and I told my wife that some minutes ago, I was having this digit that, you know, I went out to sit down, but I'm coming back now. She was just opening her mouth looking at me. So it's I've seen it. What I'm trying to say here is I've experienced it many times where it just could be him. There's nobody. No, where my mind can't even imagine. That's where he came from. Every time. It comes from those places, my brain, that you didn't even think it. So the scripture that said, he said, my thought towards you, have good and not of evil to give you that you desired end. Then the other one that said that what God has, somebody should put that scripture for me. So what God has, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, you know, what God has in stock for those that love him. I think that's a word. So it's beyond, God comes in beyond our imagination. And I realize that we make it difficult for God sometimes when we started using our brains to try to pick up options. We start thinking this way, that way, that way. In fact, it makes the thing even a little difficult. So it's just, I've seen it. The scriptures coming alive and God being who he is from dying on the cross from Psalm 53, going through those pain for us. Then what is it that he can't do? And before I round up whatever I'm saying here, like I said, it's an exhortation that we will be going through challenges that we don't think God, maybe this is our mistakes. But I want to say to us that in Isaiah chapter 53, where you saw that the Lord Jesus Christ died, not just for us alive now. He died for those people that will be born if he tarries 1,000 years from now. If he tarries 100 years from now before he's coming, he has died for those people already that will be born 200 years, 100 years from now, 50 years, 10 years from now. He died for them already. Their infirmities, what it is they will go through, he has already paid for that already. So it's just asking us to come boldly to that throne, lay that on his feet, and just let it go, leave it there. He understood us more than we even understand ourselves. I already know my wants. I don't actually sometimes don't know what I need, but God knows what I need. He knows what you need. And that is what he would do in his time. And he never fails. He never comes short of it. Is it healing? Is it? In fact, I just can't go on and on and on and on and on like that. So I'm just trying to say this to encourage us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, where he said, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. I was trying to read it before. Let me go through there. Philippians 4, verse 6. So be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that's just it. That is just it. Whatever that difficulty it is, before we cry about it, we should just surrender it to him. Lord, I bring my burden.
that has been my prayer for a while. The burden, there's a lot of burdens, and there are some that I have to like keep saying, Lord, take my burden, put yours upon me. Take my burden, put yours upon me. There are things I worry about that I'm not supposed to worry about. And I was like, okay, give me yours, take mine, just take mine and bring yours. And I still want him to give me his burden. He keeps taking mine. I just want him to give me his own burden. You know, he said, bring yours and take mine upon yourself. And that is it. Once we come to this realization, then nothing should actually worry us so much, because there's so much we can't do. There's so much we can't do. Seriously, man was not designed to survive without God. That's the truth. And any survivor without God brings pain. It brings high blood pressure. It brings a lot of worries. It brings a lot of things, problems, trying to survive outside him. Yeah. So that's just what I just want to say. I don't know whatever it is that we might be going through, or what we are afraid of coming to pass. Maybe we've heard it, somebody have declared it. I don't know who that person is that is going through one thing or the other. It seems the weight, it's so heavy that nobody can. You're just looking at this as if this thing will crush me, it will crush the person. This tonight is just for us to try encourage people with these scriptures that Jesus Christ cares more than you think or more than you know. So it's just for us to, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Take the burden. You said I should bring it. Come unto me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's just it. That's the line. Whatever the situation is, we should just remember that he has gone through so much, and he's still making intercession. He's still doing that so that we'll come to this fullness, this maturity, we'll enter our rest, which is only in him. You know, our rest, which is only in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no rest anywhere. There's no rest anywhere else but in him. So that's just the word that I was inspired to share with us, that God, even though it's 1 second to go, God can show up in a way we don't think. He is never late. He never fails. Once we can trust in him totally. And sometimes before you go into trusting, you can say, okay, this is what the scripture says. You said I should come with my burden. And I want to say this again, like I was sharing with Neonel before we started. You know, if as a person, I don't know, maybe any of us have experienced it, as a person, that you have some problems sometimes that family members can help you. And sometimes when you become a burden to a point to some people, they started acting funny. Some may not be bold enough to tell you that I'm tired of you or I'm weary of you. They just look for an excuse to just try to start acting funny. Or some will even have the boldness to tell you that they can't go on again with you. They get tired of you along the line. Even parents get tired of their word sometimes. You know, that's the truth. But the Lord is saying, I'm the only one that is saying you have a problem, come. I want to assure that there are a few human beings in this world that will look at you that you have a lot of problem and they want to take you in. That's the truth. There's few people that, and even they do that for a while. In fact, if they discover that the thing is getting too much, they just want to lay you off. That's the truth. But Christ is saying, come with your load. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should just come. I'm saying with that load you have, I'm the one saying you should come. I'm the only one that can do this. So that's the inspiration, that he is the burden bearer. He has borne it on the cross. He still keep bearing whatever it is that it is that we might have as a load or a burden. So that's what I want to share with us, that we shouldn't be so anxious or think this problem is bigger than God. First of all,
sin, which is one of the biggest burden, the Lord is dealing with that already, and he has dealt with it, and he's dealing with it every day. Because guilt, we feel guilty sometimes to approach God, because maybe we did something and something happened, and we'll start blaming ourselves that it's because of this thing I did, I have to pay for this thing and all that. He's saying that burden, because Satan wants to capitalize on that to weary you. And the Lord is saying, don't let that happen. Come, bring your burden to me. Once you feel sorry about it, bring it to me. And that is it. So that's just what I want to say. If anyone has to add to what I just said, just say it so that we'll pray. We'll pray. Hello, anyone want to say or add something to what we just said? So that we'll pray.
Yeah, thank you so much. So it's just to, something you said, that you said before. So it's just to buttress on that, which is what Matthew 11:28-30 is talking about. That's exchange of burdens and yokes. You know, the Lord takes our worries and our own burdens and yokes that, like you said, we are not able to carry. Whether it's the burden of sin, whether it's the yoke of, you know, sin or whatever, and then we cast it upon him. But then he says, you know, take my own burden, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. So he now gives us the burden that is in his own heart. So burden for souls, burden for the things that even, it's not even us. He is the one that will still do it, but yes, through us, you know. So I just wanted to buttress on that, on the casting our burdens and cares and yokes, or giving him our burdens and yokes, and then taking his, for some people it might just be a yoke and burden for a nation or for something, or, you know. And I realized that his own burden and yoke is, it brings peace, it brings rest, in the sense that when you do God's will, of course, when I do God's will, whenever I do God's will, there's a satisfaction that nothing in this world, you know, can bring me that kind of fulfillment. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sheila, Tony, any other addition before we pray? I think there is a...
No, thank you.
Okay. Like you're saying, that's part which is very, very important as well. Which is very important. When the Lord was talking about take my yoke upon you, you know, that it's that yoke he's talking about, say it is light and you find rest, and that's the truth. What is Christ's yoke actually? The will of God, the purposes of God. That is it. And it can come in different forms, but it's still the same spirit, by him. You know, in as much as sometimes I realize that people, the will of God, the purposes of God, sometimes it could be as simple as anything for you, for me, in fact, in every phase of life, it's the body of Christ is different for different situations, but the end of it all is that God the Father is pleased with that particular action at the end of the day. We're praying for a nation, we are praying for a people, we are praying for a family, we are visiting, we are helping, laying helping hands to people who are less privileged. We're doing good. I think one of my Bible study, I think it is in Hebrew chapter 12 or 13. I know the line, it should be Hebrews 13, where he was talking about how to please God. Doing good was one of those things, and praising him. In any way, the purpose is, one of the yoke of Christ is pleasing God, in which is the key factor, the key thing about the Lord Jesus Christ. His life on earth has been pleasing the Father, you know. And when we talk about the yoke of Christ, it's also, I can't define it all, because the Spirit has to minister to you which particular one he wants you to carry per unit time. Yours might be different from mine, but they are all the same at the end of the day, that we cast out some things and do what he wants us to do, which of course, when he said it's light, it's easy. I believe it's easy. And if it's not going easy, you think it's not going easy, when you go to him and like, Lord, you said this is easy, give me grace to see it as easy as it is. Because your human strength will fail you in even doing the will of God. That's the truth. Like Leo said, it's still him that will still help us to still help him. It's still him that will still help us to carry his burden. It sounds funny to me. It's still him that will still help us to still carry his burden. So that's really encouraging. That is sweet to hear. That's relaxing to hear, because the weight is the one thing you should carry. He's still the one that will still help you to still do it. So while we come to the throne of grace to seek, because he is our burden bearer, to seek him and like say, Lord, what is that burden this day, this month, that you want me to carry for you? And as the Spirit leads, we'll make intercession for the nation, we'll make intercession for some families, as the Spirit leads in our hearts. Just bring those prayer points and pray it and round up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all for tonight from me.
Okay, do you want to lead us in prayer?
Yeah, I will start. Then any of us can bring in. I know, I'm feeling it in my spirit. There are some burden you must have seen. Some people going through, or you are going through, or somebody that you know is going through, you just bring it up, we'll pray about it. I will start, and then I will stop, then anybody else can bring those prayers point that we need to carry to the Father. I think that's just that.
Okay.
Let us pray. Let's appreciate the Father for these words of encouragement, for making it possible for us to be in this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the opportunity to be in today's meeting. Thank you.
That would have made it possible for us not to be here, but the Lord has made it possible for us to be here. Father, we appreciate it possible.
Thank you, Jesus.
By power, not by might.
Thank you for your grace.
Your spirit and your mercy that have made this possible.
Lord, thank you for making it possible for us to gather in your name once again this week.
Blessed be your holy name, O God.
Against all odds, thank you, Jesus.
A lot of things would have taken us away from meeting with you tonight. But Lord, we bless you because of your grace.
Thank you for your goodness
that has made it possible for us. Oh,
thank
God.
You for that loving kindness.
Thank you for reassuring
thank
us
you for your presence.
That you have been
thank
our
you for your word.
We thank you, Father, for making
thank
the sacrifices.
You for
oh God,
for us,
thank you for
sacrifices
being
you have made.
That your words are yea and
that
are
you are making. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the secrets, oh God, that you reveal to us.
For life.
Oh Lord, we bless your name.
Thank you
for giving us victory over anxiety, over worries, over the devil, and everything he's trying to throw at us.
Every obstacle.
Blessed be your holy name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be the result
of
your
trust.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. One of the things I want us to pray about from my side is let's ask the Lord to help us to understand his burden for the season that he wants us to carry. His burden, his yoke for the season that he wants us to carry personally, corporately. Let's just ask the Father. He has been carrying our burden. Lord, please reveal to us, reveal to me, reveal to me the yoke, that load in your heart, that burden in your heart you want me to carry. Father, this season, you've carried mine from the day I was born till this day. Oh God, please, Lord, that yoke that is light, that your yoke that is light, that thing troubling you right now, troubling you this season that you want us to carry, Lord, to share. Because we are joined heirs with Christ.
Quicken us.
If we are joined heirs with him, of course, it's of necessity that we also share in his pain. We also share in his joy. We also share in his sorrow. We also share in... And he knows what we can carry. He knows our frame. Lord, you know our frame. Help us, oh God, to understand what the path you want us to play in this season concerning those things that are bothering you, Lord. Show us mercy. Show us mercy and help us to be partakers of the yoke that you, oh Lord, desire, you wish that we join you to carry this season. Oh Father, please show us that mercy. Bring us to the knowing. Bring us to the knowledge of your pain, of your weight, oh God. Help us to understand, oh Lord. Help us to know as an individual and as corporate body, Father, to understand what you want us to do in our corners, in our room, in our locations. Father, just help us to understand. To reveal to us, Father, through any way you want to. We have to be part of you. We have to share in that which, oh God, you're going through right now. Lord, help us, oh God, not to just depend on you, but help us to also play. Give us grace to play our part, oh God, of responsibility in the name of Jesus. Show us our responsibility in you. Show us our responsibility in you. You are faithful, oh God. You are faithful. You've been faithful. Help us to come in, oh Lord. Help us to come in to know what we are to do part time for you in the name of Jesus.
Help us to lay aside every weight, every
in the name of
every sin, and just cast it to
God.
That will be us. Carry your burden around this race.
Oh, your desire.
Glory of your holy name.
Our peace is tied to the confidence we have that, yes, we are doing his will. Father, Lord, God, help us. Bring us to that place.
That we come to the place of rest. According
to your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. The burden I have right now, it's let's pray for Nigeria. We are going through a time right now. And I've had two prophecies. I know, but I didn't get it very clear. Personally, the conviction I felt in my heart, this coming election is usually worse than the presidential. Usually it is worse because it has to do with states. It has to do with state. And God wants to move in Nigeria. God wants to move in Nigeria. Started the movement already. The judgment of God is coming upon Nigeria, the politics, the church, even the church, the judgment of God is coming. And I just want us to pray that God will do, the judgment will come with mercy. I know what I'm saying. That the judgment will come with mercy, that's one. That the Lord will tamper justice with mercy over Nigeria. Then the other one is, let his will be done concerning the election. The presidential election, that his will be done. That every evil counsel. On Friday, Apostle Selman said something. He saw something and said, Friday, 17th of March. Pray for 17th of March. A prophet also from Cameroon also said the same thing. He said his own last week, which is a week before. And Selman said his own, I think yesterday, this week. The guy from Cameroon, the prophet from Cameroon said his own last week. And Apostle Selman said his own this week. That we should pray that Friday something terrible, the kingdom of darkness is planning something terrible to do on Friday, which is the 17th. And that's the day before the election. So let's just commit this day to the hand of God, the whole election month, this election month, that the Lord should just take absolute control of the election in Nigeria. And that his will be done. And every council of the kingdom of darkness, they want to kill people for sacrifices, Lord should kill them. Whatever they want to do, that the Lord should kill. The council of Ahithophel should kill. Oh Lord, we bring Nigeria to your hand again.
This weekend,
we know you are interested in this season.
We ask that you take absolute control.
Father, please.
In the name of Jesus.
Tamper justice with mercy.
Oh God, we ask over God Nigeria.
That you tamper justice with mercy over the church.
Justice with mercy.
Tamper justice with mercy over the nation. Over the police. In the name of Jesus. Father, you revealed. You said we should pray concerning 17th of this month. Oh God, we commit 17th
from Friday, Saturday.
Oh Lord, we commit
even from tomorrow. We pray, oh God.
Lord God.
Every single day from tomorrow.
As we are speaking now, on the island, one of the obas, sorry to cut you in, I saw that circular. The guy said they'll be having a masquerade festival from Wednesday till Friday, till Saturday, which is on the 18th, that people should be careful how they move about. You know, they publish it is on the social media. So all these things, these practices of darkness, they're trying to make big with the devil. And the Lord should frustrate the devices of the wicked. Let his fire burn every place where his will is about to be tampered with. The Lord should frustrate them. Frustrate them. Frustrate them. The shrines, the gatherings, the covens, Father, wherever. They are ganging up. They are planning. It is the purpose of God. Oh Lord, let your fire burn in those locations. Let your fire burn
against every altar of darkness.
Every purpose, every counsel of wickedness. Father, to frustrate and to keep the people, the nation in perpetual darkness. Oh God, we come against those processes. We come against those counsel. We come against every activity that they are trying to set up. Father,
against your church, against the innocent, against the righteous. Father, oh God, let them fail and fall in the name of Jesus.
Oh God,
we come against the works of darkness, oh God, that day,
every plan,
this weekend,
oh God, they are having
this day, from
that
this
is not
moment,
with you.
To Friday, to Thursday, to Friday, to Saturday, to Sunday. We say, oh God, let only your counsel, let only your will be done in this land, in this nation. In the name of Jesus,
we pray, oh God, destroy
the works of Satan. Destroy
the works
of
God
of darkness.
Oh Lord, let your righteousness, let your righteousness, let your righteousness take over. Let your scepter of righteousness be stretched forth to our lives.
Arise and let your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus.
Let them be confounded.
Let the blood of Jesus upon your church, upon the righteous, upon the innocent, upon children,
let them fall upon
family.
Let
upon our homes, upon
them,
our families, upon
let
our friends, upon our brethren,
break
the blood of
bones,
Jesus,
oh God, and
speak for each person, speak for this nation, and continue
arise,
to speak
for
the name of Jesus. Cause every work
arise
of darkness, every plan,
oh God,
every
God,
every plan and work
arise,
and activity
God,
of darkness this weekend,
oh God,
cause them to fail and fall. Let it be nullified. Let it be cancelled. Let it be destroyed. Let your light shine
expose
against
them,
and upon every darkness.
Haruka
Bilu Salim, every plan
in
to shed blood
of Jesus,
to cause chaos.
Lord,
may
God
let
God
it
Almighty
not come to pass.
Let
it not come to pass.
Raka Fito Shiti
Peru,
and let your will
be
done.
We say, let your own kingdom come.
Let
your will be done concerning the election on Friday, even tomorrow. Sabele Kushdebe, before the election and after. Order the steps of your people. None of us will be in the wrong place at the right time. In the name of Jesus.
Our family members, our friends, our brethren will not be in the wrong place. In the name of Jesus.
Against us shall prosper. None of it shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
That those that want to shed the blood of the
and
innocent,
the shout of the king is in us.
Shed, oh
there is no enchantment against us.
Neither
is there any
divination
against us.
The time
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Anybody, any other burden the Lord lays to your heart, let's just, anybody, whoever, let's just bring it before
yeah.
the Lord. Okay.
I just have one prayer point.
Okay.
I just want us to pray for children and for God to preserve children and to help them not to be afraid. The scripture that came to mind was Nehemiah 4:14, which states that do not be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wife, and your homes. And we know that scripture lets us know that, you know, the enemy only came to kill and destroy. And we know that the enemy is after children everywhere. And so it is my prayer that we pray for children, for God to protect them, one. But also, my second prayer point is also for them to find their identity in Christ. And so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Father, we give you glory.
Father, Lord, we just thank you.
Children are your heritage, O God.
So, God.
The pillar, the foundation of every generation, O God, is resting on the children.
Lord. Children are precious in thy sight.
Oh God,
and you see these little ones, their angels are always before you. We know that they are precious to you. We commit the children, O Lord, into your hands, all across the globe.
Let the world not influence them. But that, Lord, they will be influenced, O God.
Commit every child, every boy, every girl into your hands, O God.
Father, Lord, and program for the kingdom of darkness. Yeah, targeting this
child.
So turn their heart to
darkness.
Turn their heart to sorcery.
Them being babies, just before they become adults. Lord Jesus, we just commit every child. We plead the blood of Jesus upon every child, wherever they are. Oh God, that you will protect children from the grasp of the wicked, from the grasp of the terrible.
Program them, oh God, for
that you will keep these ones, oh God, as these ones are the future.
To program them for destruction.
Every plan of darkness, every plan of Satan, every activity, whether in motion or planning stage, to derail these ones, to steal, to kill, or to destroy your purpose and calling and destiny and blessings for their lives. We come against those works. We come against those activities. We come against those plans with the blood of Jesus, that the blood will nullify and destroy the works of Satan, will nullify and destroy the works of darkness against children. Wherever in the name of Jesus, that you will protect children, the mind of children, you protect the souls of children, you protect the lives of children, protect the future and your purpose and destiny and plans and blessings for their lives. We hide them in you, Lord, that you hide them in your pavilion, in the secret of your tabernacle. They shall hide them in the name of Jesus. Every plan of Satan, of darkness, to use any tool, whether media or anything,
media
to manipulate the minds and the souls and the destiny of children, cause them to fail, cause such wicked works to be destroyed, cause such wicked works to be exposed and brought to shame. Let them be nullified, let them be cancelled, let them be rendered useless and powerless and ineffective against children, against our children, in the name of Jesus. Protect children from the evil evil of this age from the darkness of this age. Let children be taught of the Lord.
Amen.
Do you have any prayer point? Any prayer point from you? Okay. Leo?
I have one. I've read it before, but for me, personally as well, this is a prayer point. I like to pray over myself too, but so you know how I realize that whatever thing, right, that God would have us do, whatever thing will become, I realize that you cannot do it except with a complete and genuine heart of love. Love at the root. That is what is driving it, right? Not just duty. But yes, sense of duty, but also passionate love for God and for the people of God. So I want us to pray. Lord, fill my heart always with love. Because the reason why even Christ did what he did is because of the love of God. Scripture says that God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, like we've spoken, I think last week and even up a week, that there are things that everything around, even as the world is getting darker, everything around what that is happening in the world is designed to dry up the love of many. That's why it says, sin shall abound and the love of many what wax cold. And it is because of also the times that were, you know, people will become more self-centered, people become more. So it's a good prayer to always pray, Lord, check my heart. Help me to fill my heart with love. Let my heart burn passionately with love for you. And but scripture says, if we love him who begot, who also love him who is begotten of him. That is, if you love God, you also love the children of God. So let's just ask him, let our hearts burn for you. Let our minds be full of you. Let our spirits be one with you. Because it's through love, every prayer we pray to now is from that place. It's from that place. From that place of love. It's because of love that will even take upon us, take his burden. Because of love that would even want to help others. It's because of love we even want to put aside our own interests for the sake of others. So just pray, Lord, help me fill my heart with your love. Let my heart be one with your own heart. Let my heart beat with the rhythm of your own heart, that you don't need to speak, I just, I desire what you desire immediately. I will begin to desire such things. When your heart is beating towards something, before you even open your mouth, Lord, let my heart beat.
Take me to the place where desire is
yours. Help us, Lord Jesus. Fill our hearts. Let our spirit be one with you. Let our hearts burn for you. Let our flesh long for you. Help us to truly love you with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our spirits, with everything that we have. And as we love you, help us to love one another. Help us to love others. Help us to look beyond ourselves. Yes, every single action, every single thing that we do or we desire to do, help us to see as you see. Open my eyes to see beyond what my physical eyes can see, to see from your own lens, to see from your own perspective. When you see from his perspective, we see clearly, and to choose as you choose. In the name of Jesus, Reka Paskujali Mahande, Fetwa Kibrahande Sebrendo, Raponi Kujetu Pelaki Patuska Brahande Kafilia Panto, Sipekutia Pampre. His love that even make me want to dwell in his presence for a long time, and it's in his presence that I receive all that I need to go out and be an extension of his nature, of his kingdom. Help me, Lord. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your love. Manteki bosali brohonde kamri. That in the day of thy power, we will be among the people that are willing, that will willingly, yes, we will yield ourselves. Iakumbesize presko velambre rakabateshem. We yield ourselves because we have become one with you. We have now been able to see as you see, because we see as you see, because we are joined with you, because we are one with you, because we see and we choose as you choose. Sekwali mohonde kibrahande sekuvendo sibokojeti bebore. That in the day of thy power, in the day that you want to move, oh, asikwa tembrosko fila brahande shkebele kuti babrende, who will be found among those who are willing. Sekri mahande Zeville Brahande, Shika Baba Babro, Elebros Covite Jede Kibahari, Raka Bambre, Roscovite Brende, is love that will make me intercede for the nations, for children, for others, for the sick, for families, for those who are in pain, for the church. It is love that will make me want to preach the gospel because of the salvation of souls. It is love that will make me do anything that God wants me to do without doing it for selfish reasons. Father God, please help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And if we once there, and for some reason, Shande Kabuna Kusali, at some point we were there, but because of little disappointments, it dried up the love. Disappointment here and there, and without even knowing, unconsciously, our love became a bit cold. Lord, whatever thing that was dead, that was alive and that is meant to be alive, let it come alive in the name of Jesus. Revive makabilo saliko vento shtepresko vela ibaru mahante kibasunda kibrahante shote kibra. For love is the greatest, as you said, because God is love. Manchebele kwali. Help us, Lord Jesus. Quicken us. Quicken us, quicken us. Shika bambekus kabrandi. Everything that is standing in the way, whatever limitation, whether from within or without, that thing that is standing in the way, that is occupying that space that love is supposed to take, Father Lord, whatever it is, remove it. Let it be removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Shendo barahati kozeli mahando. Mabri Eloi. Eloi lahabi. Is comprende shabaragadeno ilabrasco velambre. Oh, that our hearts will burn. We burn for you. Akutejitekembre. We burn for you. We burn for what? For the thing of God. We burn for your people. Sequete bresco verunda kimoshande. Oh, that kind of love is contagious. When people see it, you don't need to, if you just open your mouth to speak, oh, it is like it spreads because of you. People want to love God. People want to give their life because they hear you speak. And as you speak, the love is, no words are spirit. It is the spirit of love. Shande kabalia kumbe. Let that be our portion, oh God. Let that be our portion. Let that be our portion. Oh Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sheila, can you just round up for us? Thank you, Jesus.
Please, were you saying something?
Yeah, Sheila, I said you can just round up for us. Close for us.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you continuously to do. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for granting us understanding. And then we pray that as we have gotten your word today, that we may not just be hearers of the word, but also be doers of the word. We've heard what you have done through your word, which you did on the cross. And so Heavenly Father, because of this, we pray that we may not throw away our confidence. Our confidence will always be in your word. And I pray that as we are going to bed, you may send your angels concerning everybody, that Heavenly Father, and also as we sleep and in our dreams, in the evil covenants that will be made knowingly or unknowingly, we ask that you may take it away, we break it and we reject it in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says that the enemy came to kill and destroy. So he will try to do that in our dreams, and we ask for your protection in the mighty name of Jesus. We will all go to bed, and we will lie down and we will awake the next day because you, O Lord, will sustain us and protect us in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Our Father.
Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Oh, Jesus. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of
God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now, forevermore. Amen.
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 God, thank you. Thank you, everyone. God bless.